Good morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we are going to have a fun hour today. So sit back, relax, have your cup of tea or coffee, and keep those ears attuned, because we're going to be talking about how you can get your M&Ms. No, I'm not talking about those little funny characters that are filled with chocolate. No. We're talking about men and money. And my guest today is Monique Chapman. Monique, welcome to the show.
Hi, Donna. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is a subject that I think everybody, basically, on one level or another, is going to be interested in at some time or another. And I know that you're addressing this pretty much towards the gals today, but the guys should listen too, because I think your tips, your information that you have in the book, really can be applied by either males or females. But we're just sort of going to go with the orientation that you have for the gals. Monique, you're in California.
Right.
You have been involved in working with people for a number of years. Tell my audience a little bit about your background. And with all of the books out there on manifesting, on making money, on attracting men, what promoted you to decide you wanted to do this? Tell us your story.
Okay. Well, I have been doing spiritual work basically all my life. I come from a family of intuitive women, my mother and her mother before her. I discovered that I was intuitive and embraced my spirituality at the age of 5 when I asked my mom while she was cooking one day, who were those people standing in the corner? And she said, I don't know. And she talked to my grandmother, and they both agreed that I should, you know, start on my path. So it was a lot of fun. I was, you know, tuning in to so many things and sharing all kinds of information with my family and with friends, and then the friends started to think I was weird, so I shut it down. I brought it back in my late teens because there were things that I wanted. You know, being a teenager, you always want so much, or at least you think you do. So I opened back up to who I truly was in my late teens, and then when my friends started seeing what I could manifest, they started asking me to teach them. And to me, it was secondhand, like, you know, getting up and brushing your teeth in the morning was no big deal. So I really couldn't understand why there was so much in awe. It just didn't dawn on me. So I, you know, helped my friends for a while, went to college. I worked in corporate America for 20 years, over 20 years actually, as a corporate sales rep. And I utilized my gift to help me throughout my selling career. And, you know, I realized while I was in corporate America, so many people would come to me and ask me advice. They knew nothing about me really outside of my name and what I was selling, but they would start to tune in and ask me for advice. And I was becoming increasingly more disenchanted with corporate America. And I decided one day on a business trip, I decided I was quitting. I called my husband and said, honey, I quit. And then after he got up off the floor, he said, oh, okay, what are you going to do now? And I told him that I wanted to explore whom I truly was. And that's when I started my business. The concept of M&Ms came to me way back when I was a child. My father owned a dry cleaning store, and that was called M&M Cleaners and Tailors. And he was in the business of keeping people's clothes very clean, and he always told me that I would help people clean their minds, and I had no idea what he was talking about. And as I, you know, progressed and truly honed into whom I was, I said, okay, well, this feels comfortable. This works for me. I think I'll work with women to start because I've always got along with guys very well, but it was a little difficult. It was really a stretch for me to have, like, lady friends. So I thought this would be a healing for myself, and it truly was a gift for myself and a gift for others. And I started counseling women throughout the country on how to have in their life what they want. And, you know, having your men and money, it's not about having someone else's man. It's about having your man, but having the man that you say you want, not what someone else wants you to have. And having the money is not about having his money. It's about being in your power and having your own. So I teach women truly about empowerment, embracing the spirituality aspect of it, but putting that empowerment there so that they can move forward, create what they want for themselves, and in turn, if they're open, they can share and teach what they've learned with someone else.
Monique, you've touched on something in what you have expressed just in the last minute or so that I think is very significant. Culturally, women have been taught that they should not be independent financially.
Yeah.
Women have been taught that they need to be dependent. And in our world today, here in the United States, more than any other place on the planet, women in the last 50 years only have become aware that they themselves can be independently self-sufficient. And I think that that is so very important. Now, that's not to demean the male positioning in life. But so frequently in today's world, there's a lot of confusion between the male and the female due to attitudes, positioning of cultural, gee, this is not the right thing, this should be the right thing. There's so much confusion regarding money. Now, you married, and I had to chuckle because you said when you ask for the man in your life, he didn't come with money, and I just got so tickled when I read that. And you have ended up being the one that generates the most amount of the dollars in the household.
Right.
For a lot of women, that is a very, very difficult positioning to be in because they feel like they should not be in that positioning, and a lot of men have a problem with it when their wives are making more money than they are. I'd like for you to address, if you don't mind, that positioning. How can a woman be more comfortable with the awareness that she can generate maybe even double or triple the amount of income that a spouse might make? And what would you suggest to a guy saying, so your wife makes it. Why is it that the role reversal is so difficult? What would you say to that?
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up because my husband initially, he had always said, oh, you can make as much money as you want. It won't bother me in the least. And I'm like, great, you know, I'll just go for it. And once I went for it, our relationship changed. He started to have an attitude with me. He started nitpicking with me. So we sat down one day, and I said, well, what's going on here? You know, this is what our agreement was, and now you're giving me, you know, static about, you know, bringing home the bacon, so to speak. He used to sing that Anjali commercial to me. You know, you can bring home the bacon and put it in a pan and fry it up and, you know, still feel like a, make your man feel like a man. He used to sing that to me. And I said, here I am doing that for you, and you don't want to allow that. And it wasn't until I brought it to his attention that he wasn't allowing it in with ease and grace that he took notice of it. So once we brought it to his attention, and it wasn't accusatory, it was like, how can we work this out as a partnership together? And once I brought it to his attention and we both looked at it, he said, you know, you've got something there. Just go do what you have to do, and I'm going to support you. So I think for men that they need to just relax and know that if we're truly in or if they are truly in a relationship with someone and it's a true partnership, 50-50 partnership, that it doesn't matter who's doing what as long as whatever you need is satisfied, whatever you need gets done. Sometimes men are on the ego trip because of the conditioning through society that they have to make, you know, the money or they're less than a man. And that is so not the case today because wonderfully so many men are choosing to stay home today and be Mr. Mom. And I think that is absolutely fantastic for men so that they can experience a little bit of the feminine side and the nurturing side of being with their children. So for guys, you know, basically a couple words, get over it.
I love that. Get over it, guys.
You know, but men, you know, you have to realize that if it's a true partnership and it's truly a 50-50 opportunity, that it's okay. You can just relax and know that you're both going to be taken care of by the lady. And for women that are out there, first of all, we have to get from under the man's shadow. You know, so many men try to control us, whether it's controlling us with money or, you know, I had a client actually this morning who called and said her husband wouldn't let her go to the store, to the grocery store, unless she asked his permission.
Are you kidding?
No, I am not kidding. And I said, well,
the grocery store, for heaven's sake?
She couldn't go to Safeway. She called me for a consultation because she didn't have the freedom to go to Safeway. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. But, you know, Donna, that brought back memories for me.
Oh,
about
yes.
40 years ago, well, I'm telling my age, but about 40 years ago.
It's okay. We, you know, it's
and
all right.
I've known my husband a long time. We haven't been married 40 years. But about 40 years ago, I had asked him for money because I wasn't working at the time. I was playing the typical role, you know, a little subservient wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed, you know, money to go to the store to get something that we ladies need from time to time. And I went and purchased it and came home, and he asked me for the change. And the change was $3.32.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, never again.
Mm-hmm.
Never again.
Mm-hmm.
And from that moment on, I started to come within my power. So, women, we have to just say, this is for the greater good of everyone, and we have to follow, and I'm saying have to because I truly mean it's a have to, follow our dreams, follow our bliss, follow our internal thinking, if you will, because that way we are creative, we are empowered, and we go out and achieve what it is that we want to achieve, and everyone shares within the bounty of what we bring in, everyone.
I look forward to the day when men and women both can be appreciated regarding their own individuality,
exactly.
Where we don't have to have this competition. I've been through the time frames where when the women started to enter into the working force, the men would get very jealous and possessive, and the glass ceiling was there. And we find it still there in certain environments. I've talked with a number of businesswomen, young women, that are finding various experiences there. Fortunately, it's not as dramatic as it was years ago, but it all takes communication, and old belief systems are hard to get rid of. And I speak from personal experience. I've gone through a number of my own, and I know in your book, Getting Your M&Ms, the Men and Money book, it's a story that you share too, because you've had to go through your own learning curve, and that is why you're so happy to share what you know with people. Now, you have got it divided, this book, and it's not a real big book, but you've done a very nice job of putting your information together in a very concise, direct way.
Thank you.
You've got five sections to it, The Spinning Wheel of Life, 8 Proven Concepts to Manifesting, Manifesting Men, Manifesting Money, Happily Ever After is Now. Let's talk about The Spinning Wheel of Life. Tell us how you got that concept. You said this book basically was one that you already had in your mind when you were a little girl. Here you are now having published it. What is The Spinning Wheel of Life?
Well, to me, The Spinning Wheel of Life consists of knowledge, and that is, you know, learning, being open to learning, and love, truly paying attention to what resides right within your heart right now, and then spending some time with yourself, and then have patience. The Spinning Wheel of Life came in, again, from my dad. It was interesting. I was very close to my dad, and he was a very good father, and he shared so much with me that, for whatever reason, he was unable to share with my mother, so it was kind of interesting there. But, you know, he taught me to be self-sufficient, because he always said, you know, you're going to marry some guy, and he's not going to be able to take care of you the way that I can. And so I want you to be able to take care of yourself. And was that programming or not?
Mm-hmm.
And from that, he taught me how to get clear about what it is that I want and how to bring it into manifestation. I mean, he had me look at relationships and finances and health, physical and mental, emotional also. What do I really want out of my own personal life? Not to be coupled with whomever I was with, but what do I truly want for me? And about career, he said, one day, you know, you'll grow up, you're not going to keep this cleaners because I know that one day you will sell it, which I did. And he said, well, what is it that you're going to want for yourself? And then he talked very strongly about the spiritual connection and really embracing what the spiritual connection was. So, you know, with the ladder, if you will, within the spinning wheel of life, there's a ladder with some success steps to it. And the first one is for you to really be clear on what it is that you want. And in the book, you have opportunity. It's like a workbook, a reading book and workbook
mm-hmm.
combined.
Mm-hmm.
And in the book, you have the opportunity to write out so that you have clarity. Write out truly what it is that you want.
And I think you have to allow yourself the opportunity to do it. When I've interacted with individuals through the years, many times people know what they don't like,
mm-hmm.
but they're not willing to explore what it is they really do want,
yeah.
because subconsciously they might even be sabotaging themselves without realizing it by not accepting that they can have it, because there's the war that goes on inside the self so frequently, depending on what our life experiences have been. And you cover something here with meditation and using color in the meditation. Share a little bit of that technique with us.
Okay, well, in meditation, I it's kind of twofold. In meditation, I feel that meditation is extremely important. Whether you do quiet meditation, where you truly just quiet your mind, or you do what I call intentional meditation, where you focus on what it is that you want, because you can't keep the mind quiet, so you might as well utilize it to your advantage. And when you're focusing on what it is that you want, say it's a peaceful relationship, because so many people today with the economy the way it is and them buying into it being a soft economy, it creates a lot of tension in the household, okay? So if you meditate on what it is that you want and then you add a color to it, the color changes the energy to something very positive for you. Like my favorite color, I've got a couple, but they're purple and yellow. So when I am meditating on something that I want to create within my life, I surround it in the color purple. I surround it in the color yellow to assist it to come into me quicker. Now, I am not putting any parameters on how it needs to come to me, but I allow the color for me of purple and yellow, I allow it to assist the energy in. So if you meditate in colors, especially what feels good for you, I mean, certain colors have certain meanings, but if you start off, you know, just very elementary with what feels good for you, what your favorite colors are, and you meditate on what you want, seeing it surrounded in that color, seeing it coming to you in that color, you take the edge off of it, if you will. You're not analyzing it so much, and you just allow it to come in. You know, as children, we always have those crayons, those Crayola crayons, especially
mm-hmm.
when I was little.
Yes.
And I always wanted that box of 64. My parents would never buy it. Okay, always wanted it. However, when I was an adult, well into my adulthood, I think I was late 40s, I went out and bought myself a box of 64 crayons. And I bought myself a mandala book, and I sat down and I colored the different mandalas. And as I did each one, I was focusing on what it was that I wanted to create in my life. And you know, Donna, it was amazing to me that as I would color one and focus on what it is that I want, it showed up in my life.
That really was a very good tool to use. And what a delightful tool. What a delightful way to help focus the mind.
Yeah, well, it allowed me to get out of my own way.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we want it so much, it's like planting the seed. We plant it on Monday at noon, and then at 3:15 we're digging it up to see if it germinated yet.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we need to just plant it and trust that it will grow if we nurture it.
Right, and nurturing it is important.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not leaving it there, because if it doesn't have water, which is attention,
right.
If it doesn't have fertilizer, which is belief, then you're not going to have the results.
No, it will elude you.
Right. I want you to share Rhonda's story. This is a lady you wrote about, and you were talking about how with Rhonda, how she had to make certain changes in her life. What were those changes that she needed to make? When she came to you, she wanted a space in her life, she wanted career, she wanted boyfriend. How did you help her to reach what she wanted to reach?
Okay, well, first of all, with Rhonda, and I've got a couple of Rhondas, so I'm like tuning into to Rhonda here, but with Rhonda, the first step was really having her come to a sense of clarity about what it is that she wanted for herself, not with what other people were putting in her mindset, so to speak, because we have so many people programming us,
mm-hmm.
okay? And so it was really taking a step back for her and letting her get very clear on what it was that she wanted, okay? And then, and it took her a little while to get there because she had so many people programming her. It took her a little while to get there, but she finally did, and she wrote it down. And she became very clear whether, you know, she lived alone and she kept her apartment, and it was kind of like a mess.
mm-hmm. That's what you bring out, is that she had so much clutter in her place.
Uh-huh.
She went someplace else to get a shower because her bathroom was so packed with junk.
Yeah, yeah, she was full, if you will.
mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's amazing how many of us live that way, and then we decide that we want to create more, or we can't figure out why it's not coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but first of all, we showed her how her clutter, how her things that she felt that she could not live without were stopping her flow, and it wasn't just flow of abundance, it was just flow in every aspect. I mean, even her health suffered because of it. So we had her move some of that, and it took a while to convince her that she needed to rearrange, to let go, but she was finally able to do that. And once, you know, she cleared out her bedroom, she was just truly amazed at how much room there was in her bedroom, because she had so much stuff, if you will. And then once she cleaned out her bedroom and she went through the rest of the house, over the course of, I think it was about 4 weeks, she had transformed her whole apartment. She got rid of everything that she wasn't going to use or didn't think she was going to use or hadn't used in the last year. And she even threw some things away, which really kind of blew me away because she wanted to hold on to everything. But once she did that, the universe just magically sent her what she was looking for.
And he was Nick.
Uh-huh.
And Nick is someone that they've been married now for 3 years, very happily so. You say at the title of one of your chapters, Stop Looking and Start Attracting. And your story about Rhonda, I think, is a good demonstration of that. She had to take care of her own space first.
Uh-huh.
If she didn't take care of her own space first, how in the world could she even be ready to attract somebody else?
And we can't. And so often we are looking, you know, to attract someone. We're just looking. We want it, and we're going after it. We keep hitting the wall, and it's because we're expecting someone else to conform to us when we truly have to come back to ourselves and live our authentic self, whomever it is that we are. Because once we are truly in our body, what I call grounded, truly in our body and living whom we are representing ourselves as a spirit in a human body to be, we attract someone who can appreciate us. If I were to put on the role of, you know, acting like Paris Hilton, I'm not going to attract anybody because I'm not Paris Hilton, you know. I would be fooling myself because whomever I attracted would expect me to have the energy of Paris Hilton, not putting Paris Hilton down, but I'm just not her.
Mm-hmm.
And the relationship wouldn't last because it's not authentic. We truly have to come from our authentic self.
Absolutely true. So we have one of the M's is attracting men. And hey, guys, if you're listening to this, you can use the tools too. It's not just exclusive for women. You can use the tools yourself. Now, let's get down to the other big M. That's the money side. Manifesting how you want to get your money. Now, you do something with a bill that I think is really fabulous, and you have a wonderful game at the end that I thought was just a hoot.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it that you do with a dollar bill when you want to manifest?
Okay, well, I call it creating quick money. And what that entails is having a dollar bill, and hopefully I can get this visually over the radio. On the back side of a dollar bill is the emblem with the pyramid and the all-seeing eye.
Right.
So you want to fold the dollar bill so that that emblem is facing you. And then you want to fold around that emblem so that the dollar bill will literally stand up on a table. And then once you do that, you need to get three candles, a green, an orange, and a yellow. And you're going to put the green, and you're going to put them on the table in the shape of a triangle with the green at the top and the orange and the yellow forming the base, and it really doesn't matter what side. And then you're going to light the candle, and then you're going to give thanks. And that's gratitude. Gratitude for everything that you have in your life, whether it is what you perceive as positive or what you perceive as not so positive. Because trust me, there's a reason why you didn't have the $5 in your pocketbook this morning, okay? There's a reason why Johnny dumped you 20 years ago, and especially since Johnny is, you know, a drug addict now, and you didn't need that in your life. So be grateful for everything that you have, had in your past and that you have currently. And then ask for what it is that you want. And ask truly in earnest. Ask from your heart. Ask truly believing that you deserve what it is that you want. And then once you ask for what it is that you want, you meditate on that dollar bill, and you can meditate for a couple of minutes, you can meditate for a couple hours, 30 seconds. It truly depends on you when you feel that you are done. And then after you meditate on that dollar bill, focusing on what it is that you want, you say the Lord's Prayer 3 times. Now, I'm not, you know, a religious person. I'm spiritual. I do believe in, you know, the higher power and all. But certain words carry certain energy. And the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father who art in heaven, for those who aren't familiar, is extremely powerful. So you say that 3 times, and then you say, so be it, it is done, amen. And then you just let the candles burn all the way down to extinguish themselves. Now, I tend to do this in my bathtub. That way, should the candles fall over, because I don't want to sit and watch them. Should the candles fall over, I, you know, scorch my tub, because I don't want to torch my house and get abundance that way. So if you do that with the intent of receiving what it is that you ask for, believing that it's going to come to you, and having that desire, it manifests. I have done it for a couple of $100s. I have done it for, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000. Every time I do it, it works, because I expect and believe that it will. If you approach it with, or if you approach this or anything else with any doubt, it's not going to work. It's going to be slow coming, because the doubt is saying that you don't believe enough in yourself to manifest what it is that you want. We can all have anything that we want. Sometimes we just get in our own way and we block it.
Well, Monique, you've got a wonderful book here. It's easy reading. It's inspiring reading. Getting Your M&Ms, the Men and Money book. What is your website so people can go and check out information there and find out how they can get the book?
Okay. Well, you can get the book on Amazon, Amazon.com, and my website is healing-visions.com. So www.healing-visions.com.
Now, that's not plural. That's visions.
No, visions, plural.
Oh, visions.
Yep.
Okay, plural.com.
Seeing
okay,
more
so
than one. And if you don't put the dash mark there, you'll get a wonderful drug clinic in Florida. They're still healing, but it's not me.
Okay. So Monique Chapman has been my guest today, Getting Your M&Ms, the Men and Money book, how you can tap into universal source and reclaim your power and create meaningful relationships and abundance. And guys, like I said, it can be for you too. So here is her website again, healing-visions, that's plural, healing-visions.com. We have about 30 seconds, Monique. What thought would you like to leave my audience with?
Well, I would love for the audience to know that each and every one of us are empowered to have whatever we want. I'd like everybody to take some time and get some clarity on what it is that they think they want in their life right now and go manifest it. And I say what you think you want, because sometimes you ask for it and then it comes and you're like, oh, that's not what I wanted. But at least you're starting out. So believe in yourself and just go manifest. You'll have so much fun.
Yes, and she gives all kinds of suggestions in her book, Getting Your M&Ms, the Men and Money book. Monique, thank you very much for being my guest today.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's been a delight. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break for just a moment. Don't you go away now. We've got so many other good things to share. We'll be coming back in just a moment. So phone lines will be open at that time. Again, Monique Chapman, Her website is healing-visions.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and our telephone lines are now open. Hey, if you're in the U.S. of A. and you would like for me to light up your life with some intuitive insight, I would be delighted to do that. Here are our toll-free numbers in the U.S. of A., 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. If you want to call in from Canada, give us a buzz on 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. And, of course, we also have the direct line of 530-876-3222. Well, I do want to let you know about the guests that are coming up this week. We're going to be talking, about astrology tomorrow. Now, this is a different twist, which I really enjoy. I am not an expert when it comes to astrology, but Deborah Dillard is, and she has a book called Gift Giving by the Stars, which is a lot of fun. So if you ever have someone that you have to give a gift to and you go, oh, good grief, what is it? This may be a useful tool. Also on Wednesday, we're going to have an open mic hour. I have a lot of different material that I'd like to share with you, but it's going to be a full hour with phone lines open during that entire hour, and you'll be invited to call in at any time, of course. And then we're going to be talking with Loudon Powers. This is a fascinating topic, the trouble with thinking. I'll just leave that with you. Loudon presents a perspective about thinking that really may give you pause and cause to look at how you think. And then we're going to be talking about a phenomenal healing technique called Qigong. And my guest is going to be Chunyi Lin. This is a master of Qigong. He has dedicated his life to this healing technique along with some others. Fascinating man, wonderful material. So we are just going to have a very dynamic week. And you know, you can go into the website as you are right now, and if you want to find out about the guests that are coming up, go right into the listings. We're happy to provide that for you. Also, if you have a comment about the show, anything that you want to share with us, do so. We would be delighted to hear from you. Again, give me a buzz if you'd like to call in and chat with me. I'll be delighted to light up your life and with a little bit of intuitive insight. And if this is the first time for you to do it, all I need from you when you call in is your first name or your initial. And, of course, I always like to know where you're calling from. whether it's overseas or in the United States somewhere. Here are the telephone numbers again in the U.S., 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-810-8322, and also our direct line of 530-876-3222. Well, I've got all kinds of trivia. I've got wonderful emails from different people, and I want to take this opportunity to thank you for that. And if you have a special story you want to share, then just send it to Donna, D-O-N-N-A, at DelphiInternational.com. I'm always delighted to hear from you. Oh, I got some information. I've got to find my notes on it. Absolutely amazing about this dog. Oh, I've got to share it with you. Anyway, let's go to our first caller today. Hi, welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Diana from Phoenix.
Hi, Diana. Boy, have you got a lot going on in your life, Diana. I am watching you feeling as if you're on overload. And what the image is in my mind that I am perceiving, it's as if someone has put a canopy over your head and they're lowering the canopy and the walls are sort of coming in and you're going, I really don't know how I'm going to get out of this feeling that I'm being confined and that external circumstances are, in a sense, suffocating the dynamic energy that I want to put out, my new direction that I'm wanting to follow. I want you to take a deep breath and realize that you can push this canopy as you are perceiving it that's closing in on you. You yourself can push it out and away. And this may mean saying to someone, excuse me, we're going to have to deal with this particular issue 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Or being able to retreat in some way where you put things so that they are at a distance and then you can make your evaluations. I think you have a habit pattern of typically becoming overwhelmed because you don't know how to say no on one level, and then on another level, you're afraid you're going to miss something. So you've got all of these mixtures of emotions, and I think you're learning how to deal with this. And I want you to take care of yourself there because you are so tired sometimes, and you wonder why you get in these moods where you just want to bite somebody's head off and go, oh, I guess it's just PMS. I think it's a level of fatigue because when you're tired, nothing bothers you. It's like water rolling off a duck's back. You just go, oh, yeah, they'll just ignore that. Or I'll just deal with it this way, that way, or the other. I think that you're under a lot of stress. So you need to be able to distance yourself and to take more control. What question would you like to ask me today?
Oh, well, you're so right on the nose about that.
How am I right on the nose about that?
A lot of stress, a lot of overload, a lot of trying to manage and learning how to manage and distancing self from... And you're right about afraid of missing something.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing what we do to ourselves?
Yeah.
We're like little soap operas.
Yes.
And we go in and say, oh, I can't miss this particular segment. If I miss a segment, I'm just going to be missing what happened to Lulu and Donald Duck.
Yeah.
And you're going to say, forget the stuff. My goodness, you can turn on for 20 years from now. That's what I love about soap operas. You can miss it for 15 years, and maybe the characters have gotten a little gray, but they're still doing the same kind of messy muscles.
And it's so true.
It's so funny. So we do it to ourselves, don't we?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm glad you're laughing, because you really need to laugh at this.
I know. I don't know. You know, I basically, you know, I know it's prioritizing and just taking a deep breath. You know, basically that's all that it's all about.
Well, do yourself a favor. Find a movie that is an old-time favorite of yours that's a funny movie. And whenever you get too serious or you think that you've got to have this overwhelming feeling, because a lot of it is training. I know it's something I always have to look at. I have to go, well, wait a minute. Is a dish going to care whether it's in the sink or in the dishwasher or even that it's washed? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I had to learn a lesson from someone a long time ago. Not that I always do this. But it's something that they said, heck, if I have to go on a trip, the dirty dishes can stay in the sink. I said, are you serious? And they said, oh, yeah, they're not going anywhere. They don't have legs.
Yeah.
You might have some unexpected visitors, but they don't, you know, it's just a focus of reality.
Yeah.
And that's why I think if you can have a good sense of humor and be aware, but, hon, you need your rest, for heaven's sakes. What's your question for me today?
I'm in the middle of a relationship breakup. Do you see that leveling off?
Of course. You need to make it okay you can level off.
Yeah.
You've already made your choice. You're perfectly happy with your choice. You're just going through, oh, well, I wonder. It's a soap opera stuff.
Yeah.
Now, watch a soap opera. You might feel better.
Yeah.
They're in a worse situation than you are.
Yeah.
They've got to do those reruns over and over and over again.
That's true.
Well, hon, you have a delightful day.
And you as well. And thank you so much for being there.
Oh, I appreciate your listening. How'd you find out about the show?
A friend of mine emailed me the website.
Well, thank you, and be sure and share it. And if you have any comments about the show, the programming, we'd love to hear from you. So while you're on the website, why not take a chance or take the time and just hit on that comment button and let us know what you think about the programming and what you'd like to have, et cetera. We're always interested in hearing from our listeners.
I will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and be sure to tell your friends, too.
I will.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Donna Zeebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. See, it's painless. We have a good time here. It's a lot of fun. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227 in the U.S. of A. From Canada, 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. I wanted to share a quote with you because I really liked it. It's by William James. He was an author. He died in about 1910. He said, most people never run far enough on their first wind to find out if they've got a second. Give your dreams all you've got, and you'll be amazed at the energy that comes out of you. Let me repeat that, because it's a significant quote. Most people never run far enough on their first wind to find out if they've got a second. Give your dreams all you've got, and you'll be amazed at the energy that comes out of you. Our guest today, Monique, was making a comment about herself and how she reached a moment in her life where she had to really identify with what it was that made her life fulfilling for her. And all of us yearn for that. And it's something that nobody else can do for us. So maybe you're in a spot in your life where you're slinging hash at a hash house, and you go, oh, I don't want to do this. I want to be a top-notch bakery chef. I want to be the finest chocolatier in the world. Well, don't demean working in the hash house. It's okay. So you go to classes to become a fine chocolatier. So you go and you interact with the people who are the best in the business. Until you reach that point where you say, you know what, I have got a concept for chocolate-covered apricots, raspberries, pineapple, and ginger that I think is a winner. And you come up with something very magical and special, your special recipe, and you enter into a competition, and maybe you win at the competition, and people just rave about what you're doing, and you decide to go into business for yourself. Or maybe you go to work for a major hotel chain. Decide that you're going to make these creations, and maybe you become a part of a team of people that work for a major specialty house with chocolate. Now, I'm using that as an example, but that can be applied to anything. It can be applied to mechanics. It can be applied to anything you want. There is no such thing as an insignificant job, and I think it's very sad when people will say, well, I'm just a janitor, or I'm just this, I'm just that. If you can accept that what you're doing at any point in given time is valuable, significant, and you give it your best, and then you reach for that dream, go for the dream that really is in your heart, your soul, in your gut, when you have the opportunity to do it, It is going to transform your life in a wonderful way. And it may not happen in 30 seconds. It might take 20 years. It might take 30 years. Grandma Moses didn't get busy until she was in her 80s. Don't ever think you can't do the same. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break for a moment. We'll be right back. We've got some interesting facts to share with you. Don't you go away.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again,
872-8852. Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227 or 888-810-8322. And before I share information on this email that I got, which I just think is absolutely phenomenal, what I want to do is mention to those of you who are listening to me in Fairbanks and Anchorage, Alaska. I am going to be coming into the state in the latter part of the month. And if you want to find out the exact details, just give me a call at my office, 800-872-8852. And this will be the traveling microphone lady, as it has been so often in the past. So I will be up there. And this was an unexpected opportunity for me to go. And also, if you are interested in finding more information about glyconutrients, these are points of information that have just transformed the life of myself and family and friends in the most wonderful way. Give me a call, but go to my website and go touch the glyconutrients button. You'll find some information there. But if you want to have more information, don't hesitate to call me, because I'd be glad to answer your questions. It's just phenomenal, phenomenal education. And my office number, again, is 800-872-8852. Well, this email was received by us from a fellow by the name of Thomas. And it came along with a photograph. And, of course, the script I went through first, and then the photograph just blew me away. And it's about Hercules. Now, Hercules was recently awarded the honorable distinction of the world's biggest dog, by Guinness World Records. Now, Hercules is an English Mastiff, and I've seen English Mastiffs, and they are big dogs. I mean, they are really, really big dogs. Now, Hercules has a 38-inch neck, and he weighs almost 300 pounds. In fact, the last time they weighed him, and he's not finished growing, thank you very much, he weighs currently, to the best of our knowledge, 282 pounds. Holy gavilt. I mean, could you imagine having a dog that size? His paws are the size of softballs, and this was reported by the Boston Herald. He's only 3 years old, and he's far larger and heavier than his breed's standard 200-pound limit, which is mind-boggling. And the owner, who is Mr. Flynn, says that Hercules' weight is natural, and it wasn't brought on by a bizarre diet. He said, I feed him normal food, and he just keeps growing. He's growing and growing. He hasn't stopped. Now, there is another dog whose name is Kel. He seems to be a little bit smaller than Hercules. However, it still rests with Kel because he weighed in at 286 pounds in August of 1999. However, that Mastiff has only a 32-inch neck, far less than Hercules' 38-inch. Can you imagine a dog's neck being that big? I mean, 32 inches is the standard weight size for most men. Now, the dog Kel is 2 years old, and he's expected to grow for the next 2 years. And Cal is going, is fed, just imagine the budget you have to have, 100 pounds of beef every week. That's how much this dog eats, 100 pounds of beef every week. And they feed him also gallons of goat milk so he stays good and healthy. And I've got the photo in front of me, and it just took my breath away. When I looked at it, I went, wow. The owner of this giant mastiff, Hercules, is walking alongside of a lady who has a white horse. The mastiff is almost the height of the horse. It is incredible. It's absolutely amazing. So I wanted to share that with you today. My gracious, can you imagine what kind of a yard you'd have for that size of dog? Woo! Clean up and everything else but just the butcher bill. Woo! That is amazing. So that's something in the Guinness Book of Records. And I've seen mastiffs. I love dogs anyway. But the mastiff, it is a phenomenally large dog. But I've never seen one that big. I saw a couple. I participate in a Renaissance fair every year, and there usually is this pair of mastiffs that are brought out by some of the people that participate in this wonderful event annually. And it's a treat to see these dogs. They're very well-mannered. They're just wonderful, wonderful, loving dogs. But I couldn't imagine having them, and they're under 200 pounds. And then to see this one, amazing. Donna Siebel here. Give me a call if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227, or from Canada, 888-810-8322. And if you want to get my newsletter, all you have to do is send me an email, donna@delphiinternational.com, and we'll be glad to put you on the subscriber list. Not a problem. And, of course, if you want to read the newsletter that I put out monthly, just go up to my website. And I get so many nice notes from those of you who receive the newsletter, and it really is very inspiring to me. I've been doing this for a number of years, and all of the newsletters are archived. Just know you can go in and you can cruise through them anytime you want. Have you ever had a child that's been bullied? Have you ever been bullied when you were growing up? Well, I was. I went through a number of experiences, and it was quite a learning curve for me. Because as a girl, I was always told, gee whiz, you don't fight back. You're not supposed to do that. It's not ladylike. Until one day my dad came home. I'd been bullied by a girlfriend, and he loved golf. And he came home, but he had not had a good golf day. And he said to me, after I was crying and I was so upset because I'd been bullied, and I think I must have been about 5 or 6 years old, and he turned to me and he said, go back and punch that person's lights out. I'm using my own words. He used more colorful language. And I said, oh, you mean that's okay? He said, of course. So I went back, and I did what he suggested, and I was never bullied again. Well, there was a mom that was having a problem because her girl was being bullied. And actually, there were a couple of moms because the kids just, you know, sometimes they can really get mean. And what they started to do was work with their girls. They didn't understand, the young girls, they were just like about 7 or 8 years of age. They couldn't understand why someone was picking on them. So the moms, both of them, worked together as a team. And they said, well, you know, you're going to have to stand up to them. And you are going to have to let them know that you really don't appreciate it. And you're just not going to put up with it. So this, it worked out. The girls managed to stand up, defend themselves. But they didn't end up getting really, really nasty. But they learned about the factor of self-confidence. And usually bullies bully because they don't have self-confidence. They want someone else to be put down because it makes them look like they're the bigger cheese, you might say. And so this was a lesson that they gave to their children. And Molly said, you know, it's not fun when you're a parent and having to deal with the bullying of your child, but it's part of life, and it's part of the lessons that you have to learn. So you need to realize that part of the lesson that would be learned by the child in standing up to a bully is not really getting mad, but being aware that the agitation you feel can be used as leverage, and figure out what the secret is of the bully. Find out what their weak spot is, and just remember, you can get to them. Donna Sebo here. My goodness, we're almost out of time. It's been an absolutely delightful hour. Thank you for joining me. And don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be talking about gift giving by the stars with Deborah Dillard. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. You have got to remember, if that second wind is in you, don't give up that dream. Go for the gold. You've earned it. This is Donna Sebo. Talk with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.